Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about need advice on the best heavy equipment for a job of clearing land of 30-plus acres. Then give us a jingle. But this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Today, the work of land clearing of forests, or any kind of land clearing, is done efficiently and in minimal time using heavy machinery instead of early use hand tools. This has enabled to convert forest regions into productive agriculture practice on smooth land based nearby to a populated place. Each land clearing or important project has its own characteristics. It cannot be achieved by using just a single object, but encompass a variety of tools and heavy machines. Hence, first and foremost, the land survey is required to gauge the amount of land improvement required. You know, some of those people, when you buy land, when you clear trees off a certain amount of land, you have to either plant trees back later or, you know, or do something else on that plan. So you got to be reading on what you have to do in that kind of city. So the following major factor should be considered: the characteristics of the land and its size, intended use of the land, the type of material to remove, and the costs involved. Appropriate planning and attention to detail will help you protect the water and soil resources while keeping the cost to a minimum. The work of clearing can be divided into three phases as light, intermediate, and heavy clearing, and each of this will require different types of equipment. The light clearing involves surface cutting, undercutting, heavy disking, chemical sprays, herbicides, and controlled burning. Surface cutting is achieved by using heavy-duty cycler motors, large rotator brush cutters, and stalk cutters. While undercutting is compromised by using different types of straight and V-shaped blades mounted on tractors, can travel 10 to 18 inches below the soil surface, will loosen and remove the root. Heavy disc or root rakes are used to cut and remove materials to prepare land for fertilization. Finally, the land is sprayed with herbicides and subject to burn. To burning. Heavy clearing is done using different types of expensive heavy equipment, which is required different amounts of horsepower to operate. Skid steers, bulldozers, excavators, tractors, backhoes, articulated trucks, scrapers, you name it, are used for land clearing. Skid steers are very stable and considered to be a great tool. However, a skid steer cannot dig or grade, and a person has to get out of the machine to grab onto the debris. Now, sometimes they do. It just depends on the skid steer. You know, if it's a big debris, you should be using a track loader out there. Bulldozers are powerful machines and can effectively remove stump and boulders and pick up the dirt and load it into articulated trucks or dump trucks. However, bulldozers generate vibrations and run into maintenance problems. You know, they do if you don't take care of it. You got to do PM work. Depends on how long you got to clear land and all that. You just got to keep on working. The replacement of parts are also expensive for the bulldozer, and they will result in loss of topsoil. Although, the excavators are the most powerful and very stable during working conditions. However, they are slow to operate. Tractors equipped with heavy-duty rakes are used for filling, raking, and withdrawing extremely heavy materials, having them stem to diameters up to 72 inches. The backhoe are considered to be extremely versatile. They work fast, dig deep, high, lift high, and capable of loading very heavy things. In addition, one may have to also use a pair of forks and front end loader, which is on wheels, you know, to rake onto a backhoe. Now, I would suggest if it's a dirty dirt, and it's got a lot of roots still and all that, use a track loader on this job rather than a wheel loader. However, the disadvantages are that it can get stuck, get flat tires, and one has to raise and lower the flaps and move the machine a lot. And that is why I was just talking about that wheel loader there. I would use a track loader on something like this. You know, this would be the perfect scenario. If it's a lot of acreage or a lot of forest, I'd knock everything down with a track loader and a bulldozer, pick it up with a track loader to fill in the truck, or an excavator. It just depends on how fast you got to move all that dirt out. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.